Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNLive.com on their website. And you can also hear us on selected Salem Media Group stations across the country in some of the largest radio markets out there. And we're also on many leading independent stations around the country, too. And, of course, you can hear us around the world via the Internet as we are streaming live, not only on GCN Live, and most of our radio affiliates all have streams, so you can hear us there, and especially my flagship stations here, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer in Tampa, and my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, and you can always hear the show streaming over there. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military and veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, thanks so very much for what you do, along with the FedEx, the UPS drivers, the bulk mail center haulers delivering the mail out there, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the petroleum products so that we can get out there and go ourselves. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show on Facebook. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on X as at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. And joining us this hour, coming back in for another go at it, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay. And let's go up here and pick up Denise Simon from founderscode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, 78 degrees at the airport. 78 degrees, so not a bad night. We can handle it. Now, let's say the pledge and get rolling, then we have some unfortunate news we got to give to people. You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've lost a music legend who happens to be was a very solid part of Florida.
Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on, I guess I never...
Yes, that's Jimmy Buffett. And it's ironic that he mentioned in their Labor Day weekend show. But he passed away at 76 years of age. He's been in and out of the hospital quite a bit in the last year or so. And he will be missed by very many people. I am absolutely sure of that. So, Denise, your thoughts first?
Well, his fans were called Parrotheads.
Yep.
He was originally, I think, from Mississippi. moved to Nashville, but obviously Key West was always his love. His estate, by the way, his personal wealth and his estate with all things Margaritaville and whatnot was worth about $1 billion.
Yep.
So, but he apparently died peacefully among his friends and his family and his pets. He had health issues and had canceled actually several concerts. So, he died last night, but it was announced on social media about a couple hours ago.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, any thoughts?
Well, you know, I remember first when I first heard Margaritaville, I distinctly remember it, and of course Jimmy Buffett had so many hits after that, but his songs like Fins and also Cheeseburger in Paradise, this kind of stuff, he just built himself into a brand that just defined like a lifestyle, an attitude, and just a point of view that was just, I don't think we'll ever see anybody like Jimmy Buffett again. So just a very sad news at his passing, but a great musician, a great songwriter, by the way, and a great performer.
All right, take it away.
All right, well, good morning once again, Denise.
Good morning.
You know, we're going to have about a minute here or so, but my question right before the top of the hour, just in a nutshell, was, you know, the Soviet Union had a lot of economic problems, and if they had not had those problems, perhaps it would have morphed into a much larger confrontation one day with them. Do you think that China is on a similar trajectory with its economy, and do you think that we're actually in a worse trajectory to ever go to war with them?
I can't really answer that here at this point because, you know, Beijing is very much like Moscow. You can't believe a lot of what they say. But I will tell you that they are the second largest or third largest debt holder, U.S. debt holder. And here in the last year or so, they've been selling off our debt. To whom, I don't know, but I know that they have been doing that. So that says that they have some economic issues. So it's real hard to tell what President Xi would do.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, and this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, the website. And folks, especially those folks that were struck by Idalia and Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and even a small part of Virginia, I'm going to give you a telephone number to call for any claims or any questions that you have if you're a Geico customer. The number is 800-841-3000. That's 800-841-3000. And if you don't have the mobile app on your phone, you can go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and download that mobile app. Then you will have their online claim center, where you can fill out a claim and you can check on the process of that claim simply by using your phone. Now, the storm hit a lot of people along the line. We all saw the houses that were damaged. Of course, Geico has homeowners insurance and renters and condo insurance, your automobile or your truck insurance. So somewhere along the line, somebody listening to me was affected by that. So again, the phone number, 24-7, 800-841-3000, or download the Geico mobile app on your cell phone. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And don't forget, she's on Facebook with the Denise Simon Experience. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Kyle, take it away. I know you got questions.
Well, Denise, you know, we understand now, we got a report earlier today, that the U.S. is going to start sending depleted uranium munitions to Ukraine. Now, my understanding is that these are used especially to try to penetrate tank armor, but they're not radioactive in the sense that being near them is somehow bad. But if you inhale this stuff or otherwise ingest it, it can be very serious. But what do you know about these shells, and why are we giving them to them?
Because we're out of ammunition. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, the long and the short of it, yeah.
It's just that simple. I think another package has been authorized by Biden to go to Ukraine. This is not money. This is, tactical military gear. And so what we're, I guess, doing is going through our inventory and looking around to see what it is that we don't use anymore or won't use by agreement or by edict, what is outdated and so forth, and just send on Ukraine and see what they can do with it.
Well, now, of course, when you hear about uranium, one of the words that come to mind is the dirty bomb. Is this something that can be used for such a thing, or is
no,
it primarily
not depleted,
the dust
no.
that would happen? Yeah, or primarily the dust that would happen from explosions, this kind of thing, that could harm civilians or anybody who inhales it?
It's not that toxic. I mean, it has some toxicity to it, but it's not deadly.
Well, but again, what you said was pretty alarming. The idea is that we're sending them these shells, for example, because we're running out of ammunition. That's not something that, I mean, I'm sure that in terms of espionage, there's probably some idea about this on the other side. But to actually think of this as being an actual thing that's happening, that's got to be terrifying, don't you think?
Well, I think it is, but understand too that we could be a little on the stingy side, because we are also doing the same with Taiwan. We have to keep a certain amount of explicit ordnance in the defense of Israel. We have things that are stockpiled in military bases wherever we have military bases around the world. Diego Garcia has been a fairly large inventory site too. So, it's not that we're out of, we're depleted. That's not the case. It's just that we won't let our inventory levels of, specific kinds of ordnance and whatnot go below a certain threshold. So, I don't want us to be in a complete panic.
Well, the nuclear missile system known as Satan 2 is now on combat duty, evidently, in the Russian-Ukraine war. So what are we to make of that?
Satan 2 belongs to Russia. They've done one test launch of it, of the Satan 2. It didn't go particularly well. There are a couple of Western leaders, although the United States has not responded, but the UK is very dubious of this announcement, saying it's true, or perhaps not true. Moscow is telling us that it's in mass production. I don't know that it is in mass production. First of all, the thing is like 14 stories long. The weight of it is ridiculous. So I don't know what the deliverable mechanism would be to, launch the thing and have it point somewhere. According to Moscow, it can reach the UK and it would sink the UK into oblivion. But I can tell you that I go back to what I've said before, that with the desperation that Moscow is digging up and putting out there on the world stage, that there should be such shame for all countries to put upon both Russia and China here at this point. You know, there's virtually no reason to be using any kind of a nuclear weapon. And I don't think that, I think this is kind of a false threat. But you still take them seriously. Because the Satan 2, I think, can hold, as big as it is, I think it can hold 10 nuclear weapons. But of what size and so forth, we don't know that. Well, at least it's not putting it out there. But we know where the manufacturing sites are. So if we see movement like we do in Iran, I would argue that we would probably knock that facility out before anything escalated to the point where there'd be any sort of a launch.
Mm-hmm.
Matt sent me a message last night about the 7 or 8 agreements that Afghanistan has signed with Western countries. Well, no, I shouldn't say Western countries. It was Turkey, Iran,
China.
I think China.
Yeah.
And, by the way, the UK. And it's worth about $7 billion. Well, that now makes the Taliban rich. And that's not the first investment that they have had in this realm. Because remember, under Biden, he is also releasing some seized funds to go back to Afghanistan for humanitarian reasons. So what the Biden administration is doing is allowing the Taliban to become rich. But the Biden administration will tell you that there are sanctions that have been placed on the Taliban. Okay, that sounds good in theory, but are they enforceable, and are we enforcing them? And I would argue probably not like we should be. But the scary part in all of this is the Taliban in the position to obtain its own nuclear weapon. We're seeing the rise of Islamic State because Bashar al-Assad has fractured the country again. And when that happens, Islamic State kind of rears its ugly head and starts becoming much more militant. So that over-the-horizon thing that Admiral Kirby talked about all the time during the exit of Afghanistan, I would argue somebody better be paying bigger attention.
All righty, here comes the music. We will talk to you on Monday morning, and I'm sure the Talking Head shows on Sunday morning will be something to watch, too. So have a great weekend.
All right, good morning.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience over on Facebook. Check it out. Kyle Warren and I will be right back. We're going to check some military and veterans news here at the bottom of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update.
Over 14 million people are expected to pass through the nation's airports this Labor Day weekend. The TSA bracing for a high number of travelers through next Wednesday, with an estimated 3 million people traveling on Friday. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is helping to ensure that the Labor Day travel weekend will be as disruption-free as possible. Speaking at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, the Transportation Secretary says his department will hold airlines accountable for delays.
When things go wrong, we want passengers to know that DOT has your back, and that we have secured stronger consumer protections for travelers.
Hiring cooled this summer as employers added 187,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate rose to 3.8%. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, in this edition of the military and veterans news brought to you by our friends at Concerned Veterans for America. Their website, cv4a.org, cv4a.org. Go over there, see what they're all about, sign up to attend one of their informational sessions around the countryside, wherever you happen to live, because they are a nationwide organization. Or if you're here in Florida, Jimmy T. Smith, who's on my show every week on Thursdays, will be able to tell you more about them. But it's cv4a.org. They're looking for people that want to volunteer and help them with their goal to work with veterans. So if you want to do that, you can become part of the team. And I am a member, have been since day one when I first found out about them years ago. All right, cv4a.org, Concerned Veterans for America. Let's go up here to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
A couple of things before I get started here. Number one, North Korea fired some more missiles into the sea
after the United States and South Korea drills ended. So they were just trying to say, hey, remember us? We're up here.
Yeah, I can imagine. Sure.
Well, what are we supposed to do when Kim Jong-un does that? Point a finger at him and say, don't do that anymore, Mr. Fat Guy?
Well, I mean, I think you have to take it very seriously, and certainly Japan takes this kind of stuff very seriously. So does South Korea, for that matter. So, yeah, perhaps there are other consequences that can happen. It's hard to know what other kind of restrictions we could put on North Korea at this point.
Well, I understand they flew their version of the F-35s over towards, they might have landed them in South Korea. They went over there somewhere. They flew some of them over there just to take part in this exercise.
Yeah, I believe so. You're right.
Now, we always hear about, is there life in outer space, right?
Sure, yeah.
And an earlier analysis of debris dredged up from the spot where something went into the ocean has been discovered, and we understand that the recovered interstellar objects have elements that are not found on Earth. What do you suppose they're talking about?
I'm not familiar with the exact story that you're talking about. They confirmed something was of extraterrestrial origin?
Yep.
In terms of wreckage?
Yep.
Wow. Well, that would be one of the biggest discoveries in the history of humanity.
Well, they've been talking about it all week long on Fox, the different segments of different shows, and one guy, you know, couldn't quite answer the question. He says it would put things in jeopardy and people, this, that, and the other. And they asked him, they said, well, do you know anybody that's been killed by extraterrestrials? And he couldn't answer the question.
I think I know this had to do with some testimony that went on.
Yep.
That was, yeah, mm-hmm. So this is testimony from quote, eyewitnesses who have some kind of special information. Well, it's that we don't know. We have to see real confirmation of those kinds of things. But certainly since the advent of the quote, flying saucer, I think a lot of the things have been either tests, other kinds of like skunk work type of stuff. We just don't know. But the military captain has been releasing a lot of these weird videos from pilot cams and so forth, and on military aircraft. And it does seem pretty well. It's going to sound cliche, but pretty out of this world.
Now, we heard Denise talk a little bit about a map that was released, and of course she's talking about the new Chinese 10-dash map, which has sparked a bit of furor across the Indo-Pacific, namely in Vietnam, India, the Philippines, and Malaysia, because of what it shows. Now, the new map has sparked sharp reactions from those countries, including Taiwan, I might add, and India. We'll add that to the list. Nepal, Vietnam, Malaysia. And the document was released 1 week before the G20 summit in India. Now, President Xi was to attend, but news reports now indicate he will not. And these show clear and definitive installations or targets, if you will, for the Chinese to take out at their convenience.
Well, again, wow. You know, you have this buildup, Captain, seems to be heading towards something. It doesn't seem like the Chinese communist government is simply just doing stuff to
nope.
keep itself busy.
Nope.
It's heading towards a goal. I mean, that would be the only thing we can surmise.
Exactly. And, of course, the multi-mission software-defined tactical AESA radars for the maneuver force are currently being installed on many of the vehicles, the mobile vehicles, and providing air surveillance radars as the system of choice for current and emerging tactical integrated air and missile defense weapon systems is the way that the military seems to be going.
Yeah, you're precisely right, yes.
And we're talking about being more portable, which is always a good thing.
Well, that's right. And I think some of the stuff that went to Taiwan has to do with the targeting systems and infrared systems and those kinds of things for their own F-16s.
Now, three U.S. aerospace primes are actively facing off for the Navy's next-generation strike fighter, the F/A and the Double X. The Navy confirms that Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Northrop Grumman are officially vying for the right to be what will be the Navy's next-generation fighter.
Right, and I'm sure it will take a number of years to develop and test and then finally put out into service. But the notion of air superiority is crucial, whether you're talking about today or next year or 25 years from now.
Now, I was wrong on where the Japanese flew their aircraft, but the Japanese flew their F-35s to make their first foreign visit, landing in Australia.
Oh, very interesting indeed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they went even further away.
Well, that's right, yeah. And so so you were talking about they were on maneuvers or something like that, right?
Yeah, well, there was something going on in Australia, too. They had the U.S. and Australia and the Philippines, and somebody else was doing some offshore stuff there. Now, Lockheed has won a crucial Aussie Air 6500 all-domain deal for $765 million. The critical capability will allow the ADF to leverage information from across all domains at greater speeds, with greater accuracy, and at a greater scale than it's capable of doing today. Now, Stephanie Hill, the Executive Vice President of Lockheed Martin Rotary and Mission Systems, made that in a statement.
Oh, very interesting. And, you know, again, the development of these kinds of technologies and systems, again, it has to constantly evolve, right? It has to constantly be something that we know that other countries like China are either going to try to emulate or try to get ahead of.
Now, I'm not surprised to hear this next story because I know the Marines, in lieu of what's been going on with the CV-22s, several crashes and a number of Marines killed. Sikorsky was awarded a $2.7 billion contract for 35 CH-53K King Stallions, some of which will be sent to Israel. And in total, the Marine Corps plans to purchase up to 200 CH-53Ks as part of the program of record.
Well, again, I mean, to replace maybe aging birds and so forth.
They're having a problem with the clutch system on the Osprey, which is what's bringing these big birds down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's terrible. And obviously, it's got to be corrected.
Well, yep, that does, because we don't want any more of our service people killed. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, coming back with the final segment today for the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle and I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When it comes to gun shows, selection matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are known for the variety of new and used weapons. This Saturday at the Largo Event Center, browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Two Guys also features private collections, embraces rare gun enthusiasts, and the show is in Pinellas County, so you save on sales tax. And you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of 8. Come see me at Two Guys Gun Shows this Saturday at the Largo Event Center, just west of 19. Details at TwoGuysShows.com and tell them the captain sent you.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. When you come to see the gun show today, you come over at the Largo Event Center. Make sure that you look to the right, because when you look to the right and you see the little kitchen cafe that they've got there, I'll be sitting right there looking at you. You come in the door, you can't miss me. And I'll be there with some guests of my own. And some special people that are on the radio over here, so you'll be able to meet some of them. And I'll also have some Relief Factor with me, a couple of packets anyway, if you want to buy the sample bag for the $20, I've got that. And I will have Frank Silvallo's book, Nullification, with me on the table. Those are $10 each. And we'll also have the Balance of Nature, a couple of those fruits and veggies there for $20 on the two containers together. So that's what we're doing today. And then we've got a whole bunch of free stuff we're giving out there, radio station free stuff. So now you know the rest of the story. All right, well, let's go over to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Kyle, we've got the president, Joe Biden, coming to Florida today to tour the hurricane-ravaged area. I can only imagine where he's going. First of all, where the hurricane went through this week, especially up in the Panhandle, there are no Democrats up there where it went. There aren't any, so I don't know where he's going to find them unless he goes to maybe Orlando or something, which is a possibility, right?
Right. Well, but this is also a prime opportunity, Captain, for President Biden to be the president of everybody, right? That's what he said he wanted to do. So, you know, he should go where the disaster is, regardless if they're Republicans or Democrats.
Are you sure he knows where to go in lieu of what happened yesterday at FEMA?
Well, yes, he was actually at the FEMA headquarters, I believe. He's seeking, by the way, more money to replenish the coffers for FEMA, basically. But then there was an episode where he kind of, I believe, finished his remarks and then kind of said, okay, where am I going now?
Where do I go now?
And,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he just kind of looked around. And the looks on the faces of some of the people there, Captain, was really telling. I think they're looking at him going, wow, it's like it's all really true. He really doesn't know where he's supposed to go or can't find his way out. And one of the things that struck me, Captain, was this notion that this is the individual that we have to wake up in the middle of the night to say, Mr. President, this, you know, fill in the blank has happened. What do you want us to do now? And that doesn't inspire confidence. I can't imagine how Joe Biden can go out on a, for real, on a campaign trail during the upcoming presidential election and look as if he really deserves or can do the job.
Well, it's embarrassing, to say the least, and everybody around the world is laughing at us, and the Russians and the Chinese see the opportunity to take full advantage of us in every way that they can, because he's a puppet being told exactly what to say and how to say it. And Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice are two of the culprits behind pushing the buttons. I'm sure Barack Obama's in it somehow, although he was another puppet. And, oh, by the way, have you seen the latest from Tucker Carlson on Barack Obama?
What's that?
Tucker Carlson has come out in no uncertain words and said that Barack Obama is gay.
Okay.
No uncertain words. And he's been taken to task for it by a few people, but he's sticking to his guns.
Well, I mean, I suppose that's interesting to some degree, but I guess Tucker Carlson has found a freedom of his expression, I suppose, in his new position.
He said it on his podcast. He said it on his podcast, which is, you know, a horse of a different color, I suppose. All right, well, we're going to do something unique. And by unique, I mean I normally don't do this at this time, but we have a caller on the line. So that means one of two things, right, Kyle?
Yes. Shudder to think.
So get ready, folks, because we're going to hear something, then you're going to hear the somebody. So surprise guest for 1 minute anyway.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Did you see me on stage with 10% of the vote at the Republican debate? Yeah, I was there. And when they turned to me and they said, Todd, what do you have to say to the American people? I would have said, well, ladies and gentlemen, with 10% of the vote, none of these clowns should be up here because Donald Trump is so far ahead, we're wasting the American people's time. By the way, the corrupt government and Joe Biden, who can't get any votes from his basement and didn't beat anybody. And, of course, Barack Obama's gay. Everybody knows that. He's a disgrace. Joe Biden's a disgrace. His presidency's a disgrace. The Federal Bureau of Idiots, the CIA, the courts. And you see what corruption we have going against Donald Trump. Hey, Joe Biden, while you tried to take your victory lap on the jobs report, gas prices are soaring through the roof. You're a disaster with Russia. You suck against China, and the American people can't stand you, and all the blacks know that you suck. and you should be fired for total incompetence. So, by the way, the reason I'm here with 10% of the vote is to tell you that these clowns on stage all promised they wouldn't run against Donald Trump, and they don't deserve $1 of your money. God bless Donald Trump. Stand up for America. Stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who's also known as the Warrior King. And God bless America. Peace.
By the way, I think Todd needs to take a little rest with his voice there. Did you hear that? Sounds a little rough.
Yeah, Todd didn't sound like he was in top form, but no. I would hope that he feels better, obviously.
Yeah, well, obviously he's got something going on there, but it is what it is. And, you know, folks, as I said earlier, today is a great day. And if you're going to be out and about, I want to see you stop on by the Two Guys Gun Show over there in Largo at the Largo Event Center at 126th Street North. Now, it's on the frontage road. When you get down there, it's in between Olmerton and, Roosevelt. And what you do is you get off and go down south, as the case may be, or north, and get off at the 126th Street North frontage road. And then if you're going north, you come under the bridge for 19. If you're going south, you just make a right, and you come over to the first stop sign and look to the left. And it's the very next big building on the left, right there at that corner where the first stop sign is, north of U.S. 19. But it's a great, great venue. We enjoy being over there. And, again, Kyle, if you were there, I'm sure you'd enjoy being there, too, because we have a lot of great people, listeners, and we make new friends and listeners every time we go out, too. So it's really something neat, really something neat.
Yeah, well, next time I'm in Tampa, that's exactly what we'll be doing.
Because you're going to go on a cruise with Mrs. Professor.
Well, hopefully, one of these days, yeah, get back on a cruise line.
Yeah, I heard a rumor you were going to take that money cruise, that money lecture thing, whatever it was.
Well.
Because you needed some help there in California.
Right, just a rumor. That's
all right, well, I'm going to let you go because we got the end of the show coming up here, but I look forward to talking to you on Monday morning, so have yourself a great weekend and stay safe.
Thanks. You too, Captain. Take care out there, everybody.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we'll be back Monday morning bright and early, but in the meantime...
When it comes to gun shows, selection matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are known for the variety of new and used weapons. This Saturday at the Largo Event Center, browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Two Guys also features private collections, embraces rare gun enthusiasts, and the show is in Pinellas County, so you save on the sales tax. And you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of 8. Come see me at Two Guys Gun Shows this Saturday at the Largo Event Center, just west of 19. Details at twoguysshows.com and tell them the captain sent you.
Oh, boy. It's going to be a great day, great day, great day. Can't wait. 9 o'clock, the doors open, Largo Event Center. And I'll be right there to the right when you walk in. Can't miss me. I'll be the first thing you see after you clear the table, your ticket booth and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, we will be back Monday morning, bright and early, with a whole bunch more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And thank you so very much for listening. Thank you so very much for all the messages and the emails. And a special shout-out this week to the law enforcement and fire departments and EOCs that gave us plenty of information to help you out. God bless America.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.